Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Peter Weddle is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Peter's a new friend. He's the author of Multitude of Hope, but long before he wrote this book, he was making his way in the marketplace just like you and me as an HR expert, a business CEO in a company that he founded and became CEO of a company called JobBank USA. I remember that one back in the 90s. And he sold that company, and which is part of the American dream, right? Start a business, grow it, and let somebody else have it and clip your coupons. That's a great part of the American dream. And since then, he's been doing a lot of writing and a lot of working on a number of topics, including his new book, which is called A Multitude of Hope. It's a novel about rediscovering the American Dream. Peter Weddle, welcome back to the show. Welcome to the show.
Jim, it's a great pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here, and congratulations on your book. Talk to us about when you say rediscovering the American Dream. Sometimes I wonder, Peter, if some people need to just discover it, not rediscover it. What is the American Dream?
Well, you know, I think that we have this notion that the American dream is supposed to be handed to us. And really what A Multitude of Hope is all about is three out-of-work baby boomers trying to understand how the American dream is still true, still alive, still has its power and promise, even in the face of a terrible economy and a really difficult job market.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about it, people say today that the American dream has been replaced by the Chinese dream or the Indian dream, and those countries are formidable competitors. But at the end of the day, they are, by design, very homogeneous cultures. They have only one kind of talent.
Mm-hmm.
And we in this country, for all of our problems with immigration and everything else, we have the only workforce on the planet with all of the kinds of talent.
We are self-sustaining.
Yes, we are.
I agree with that.
So it is like an energy source, because, you know, I think we've begun to misunderstand or we've been led to misunderstand what talent is. We think it's a skill or an achievement. We can recognize the talent of Lady Gaga, but not the talent of an accounts payable clerk.
Mm-hmm.
And really what talent is the capacity for excellence. And the wonderful thing is that it is an attribute of our species, all of us. Every one of your listeners, every one of their kids and grandkids, they all have been born with talent. The tragedy is that a lot of us don't know what our talent is, and even fewer of us bring it to work with us.
Right. Well, what do we do about that? How do we solve that?
Well, I think we have to get out of two boxes. And I think small business owners can really open up the full capacity for excellence among their workforce by helping their employees get out of these two boxes. The first box might best be described as the happy to be hands-off box. You know, we have created generations of Americans in this country coming out of college and technical school that are career idiot savants. They know a whole lot about a particular field of study, but they've been taught nothing about how to manage their career, how to make a career out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So if a small business owner can help their employees understand how to manage their own career, how to take responsibility for the seven facets of a healthy career, they're going to put them on a pathway to being able to deliver their talent on the job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and another thing that I have said, especially the very young people coming out of school right now, they have much more knowledge and information and content, really, Peter, than you and I did when we were coming out of college, but they don't have the context to go with it.
Well, that's right.
And so, you know, you and I learned context while we were learning the information as we were coming into the marketplace. They've been given so much information. They have so many options that they're overwhelmed with stuff, but very little context. And I think it puts them at a disadvantage. What do you think?
I agree with that. And I think the challenge, in addition to not having that context, that experiential understanding or wisdom that comes from getting out there and getting your knees skinned and your elbows burned a little bit. But in addition to that, just the whole pace has increased at an extraordinary rate. I mean, if you just take, for example, the year 2008, in that 1 year, we human beings created 4 terabytes. That's four mm-hmm. followed by 20 zeros worth of new information.
Mm-hmm.
That's more new information in 1 year than in the previous 5,000 years of human history.
Right.
So it's not enough to just go to college or to go to a technical school. You have to be involved in lifelong, continuous learning. You have to learn all the time.
So how do we connect this to reclaiming the American dream?
Well, I think we have to first remind people that the American dream is still alive and well, and it is, to quote a famous phrase, still that shining beacon on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to earn it every single day, and that means that we have to take responsibility for making sure that our talent is at the state of the art, and that we bring it to work with us every single day, and we exercise our capacity for excellence. Because small businesses, as well as large in this country, have passed what I call the economic singularity. You know, that term singularity was coined by a science fiction writer to describe the point in time when machines were going to become smarter than
mm-hmm.
humans. So the economic singularity is the fact that we are now competing with companies that have smarter workers in many cases than
mm-hmm.
our workers are.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to up our game, if you will.
Right. Well, I agree with you, and this comes back to your concept of excellence, which I completely agree. My audience knows I use that word. I talk about that all the time on this show, and that is that we can't accomplish perfection, but we can seek excellence. And I think that's something that America needs to realize, that we are an excellent nation, and we can seek and maintain excellence. But we have to believe that. And I want to talk about that some more after this break, folks. We're going to take a quick break. Peter Weddle is going to be with us when we come back. And I want to ask Peter about the concept of American exceptionalism. You know how I feel about it. I want to get Peter's idea on it. The book is called A Multitude of Hope. Peter, how do we find it? What's the website, please?
It's www.amultitudeofhope.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. Quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.